bonus, Conrad Herwig, his new album, The Latin Side of McCoy Tyner, and that really cooking rendition of McCoy's piece, Fly with the Wind. And what a band, Conrad Herwig, trombone, Craig Handy, sax, Alex Norris, trumpet, with Bill O'Connell, piano, bass and drums from Ruben Rodriguez and Robbie Amin, plus the conga drumming of Camilo Molino, The Latin Side of McCoy Tyner, new from Conrad Herwig. In about 15 minutes, a little less than that, we're going to hear new music from the very fine Brazilian pianist and arranger Antonio Adolfo, an album of his arrangements of the music of Cole Porter, with a terrific band of Brazilian musicians on that one. We're going to hear music from the stage of the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. back in 2002. The Mulgrew Miller Trio, the late great pianist with Derek Hodge and Rodney Green, bass and drums. The album, The Mulgrew Miller Trio, Live at the Kennedy Center, Volume 2. This didn't come out till 5 years later. But you know what? The music was timeless, and we're going to get a sample of that right now. Mulgrew's own composition called Grooves Tune, The Mulgrew Miller Trio on KPR. the applause at the Kennedy Center for the Mulgrew-Miller Trio here on Kansas Public Radio's Jazz in the Night, with the tune by Mulgrew called Grew's Tune. Derek Hodge playing bass, Rodney Green playing the drums. The album Live at the Kennedy Center, Volume 2, the late Mulgrew-Miller. In about 5 minutes into the Vinyl Vault, a session from 1979 by trumpeter Bill Hardman with some fine folks involved like Slide Hampton and Junior Cook. And up next, the new one from pianist Antonio Adolfo called Love, Cole Porter. We're here and we are, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU Lawrence 91.5, and also 91.3 Junction City, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Well, Saturday morning on Bullseye, Jesse Thorne chats with Caitlin Olson of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, and Hacks, also country singer Tanya Tucker, tells us about the time she met the king, Elvis Presley. That's on Bullseye with Jesse Thorne, Saturday morning at 11, right after Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on KPR. Antonio Adolfo, a wonderful Brazilian pianist, composer, and arranger. He sticks to the piano and arranging. Here are all the compositions by Cole Porter with Antonio's arrangement for a terrific band in Brazil. This is Just One of Those Things for you here on KPR. his new album, Love, Cole Porter. It's Brazil's Antonio Adolfo, the pianist and the ranger there. And along with his own solo, solos from trumpeter Jesse Sedonk and guitarist Lulu Gavo from the new one, Antonio Adolfo, who just keeps putting out terrific records, just coming along like clockwork, it seems, from Brazil. And using many of the same musicians every time out. And gets a great, great band there. Trumpeter Eddie and Charles is a new one. And saxophonist Lakeisha Benjamin is a new one. We're going to hear from both of those before the hour is up. But before that, we're going to hear one from the Vinyl Vault. The album is called Home by trumpeter Bill Hardman, who played with Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers for a while, and also some with Horace Silver, as did Junior Cook with Horace Silver. He plays tenor sax, Clyde Hampton trombone, Mickey Tucker piano, and Victor Jones on drums, Chin Suzuki bass, Lawrence Killian percussion. This is a tune written by Mickey Tucker. He called it My Pen Is Hot, from trumpeter Bill Hardman in the Vinyl Vault here on KPR. From the vinyl vault on KPR, trumpeter Bill Hardman. His album called Home on Muse Records, 1979. That piece written by the pianist, Mickey Tucker, called My Pen Is Hot. Along with Mickey, other solos from the leader, trumpeter Bill Hardman, tenor saxophonist Junior Cook, and trombonist Slide Hampton. And a new one from the alto saxophonist Lakeisha Benjamin, who's going to be at the Iowa City Jazz Festival, free outdoor jazz festival next Saturday. And we'll hear from that. Before we do that, we're going to hear from trumpeter Eddie and Charles's Creole Orchestra and the special guest, singer Renee Marie. Support for Jazz in the Night on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education online at ku.edu. Eddie and Charles Creole Orchestra, the name of the album. And some of the tracks feature the wonderful Renee Marie singing, including this one. It's Eddie Ann's arrangement of an old Sweet Edison tune called Centerpiece. John Hendricks wrote the lyrics to that. They're sung by Renee Marie here on KPR.
You're my centerpiece. bumblebee building all my dreams around you. No good without you. 'Cause baby, baby, you're my, well. Ooh, I know how to give exactly what you need. Mm-hmm. Your satisfaction guarantee. Baby, baby, I can lose you, baby. But what would I do without you, baby? 'Cause I need you, baby, by my side. And I'll be, every night I'll be wondering what, oh, where did my love go? I couldn't do it, I'd never do it. I don't want you to leave me, baby. Let's buy a house and garden somewhere along the country road of peace. A little cottage, a little cottage on the outskirts, where we can finally get some relief. Because nothing, nothing's any good without you. And baby, you're
Trumpeter Eddie and Charles Jazz Orchestra on KPR featuring singer Renee Marie on Centerpiece. Eddie arranged that as he did the music all through this album. And that also featured Sullivan Fortner at the piano, saxophonist John Ellis, bassist Ben Williams. Terrific new album, the Eddie and Charles Creole Orchestra, here on KPR's Jazz in the Night. In about 20 minutes, we'll hear the big band led by Ben Patterson from their new album, and a tune with a terrific title, The Way of the Groove. So we'll take The Way of the Groove in about 20 minutes. To take us up to the end of this 9 o'clock hour, it's Lakeisha Benjamin, her new album, Phoenix Reimagined Live. And we're going to hear from her right now with the tune called New Mornings on KPR. Keisha Benjamin and her tune New Mornings here on KPR's Jazz in the Night, the saxophone's new album, Phoenix Reimagined Live, with Elias Bailey, bass, E.J. Strickland, drums, pianist Zakiya Curtis. That's set to play Saturday at the Iowa City Jazz Festival, which is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in Iowa City, coming up, and it's free and open to the public. We're here when we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City, 91.3, KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. More Jazz in the Night on the way after the news with the new one from pianist Tardo Hammer here on KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. The judge in the New York fraud case against former President Trump is delaying sentencing until September at the earliest. This following the Supreme Court's ruling that presidents have substantial immunity from prosecution for acts committed in office. Trump was originally scheduled for sentencing next week. The delay gives him time to appeal his conviction on 34 criminal counts. President Biden will take more than a few questions during next week's NATO summit in Washington. As NPR's Deepa Shivaram reports, Biden is under pressure to participate in events where there is not a teleprompter.
In her first briefing since last week's debate, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre repeatedly said Biden's performance was just a, quote, bad night.
He's talked about his age. He's joked about his age many times before. And so you heard that directly from, and we are acknowledging what people are saying.
She said the president wasn't on any medications and that the White House wants to turn the page from the debate. But voters and many in the Democratic Party still have concerns over the president's ability to win re-election and do the job for another term. Deepa Shivaram, NPR News, The White House.
A new CNN poll shows 75% of voters believe the Democratic Party would have a better chance in the November elections if President Biden was not in the race. The number drops to 56% when narrowing the survey to only Democrats and Democratic-leaning voters. In a hypothetical matchup between Biden and Donald Trump, CNN finds that Biden trails the former president by 6 points, while Vice President Harris trailed Trump by only 2 points. The CNN poll was conducted days after last week's presidential debate. Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani has lost his law license over his false and defamatory statements about the 2020 election. More from NPR's Quill Lawrence.
A New York State appellate court found that Giuliani, quote, baselessly attacked and undermined the integrity of this country's electoral process while acting as a personal attorney to former President Donald Trump. Giuliani has declared bankruptcy in the face of a $148 million judgment against him for defaming two Georgia election workers as part of a disinformation campaign claiming that Joe Biden didn't win in 2020. In a sharply worded judgment revoking his license to practice law in New York State, the court found Giuliani deliberately violated fundamental tenets of the legal profession and actively contributed to the national strife that followed the 2020 election, quote, for which he is entirely unrepentant. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, New York.
The Department of Homeland Security says it has deported 116 migrants to China. DHS says it was the first large charter flight in 5 years. The repatriations occurred last weekend. According to DHS, more than 37,000 Chinese nationals were arrested along the southern border last year. This is NPR. The Biden administration is preparing to send an additional $2.3 billion in military aid to Ukraine. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says Ukraine is not battling Russia by itself. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky is urging Western nations to ease their restrictions on the use of their weapons inside of Russia. Zelensky says Moscow dropped more than 800 bombs on his country last week alone. Hurricane Beryl remains a Category 4 storm as it moves quickly over the Caribbean towards Jamaica, the Cayman Islands, and Haiti. The storm is blamed for at least 6 deaths since making landfall in Grenada and other windward islands. NPR's Debbie Elliott has the latest.
Beryl has already set records as the strongest hurricane to form this early in the Atlantic hurricane season, fueled by record warm ocean waters. National Hurricane Center Director Michael Brennan says people in Beryl's path should prepare for dangerous hurricane conditions.
We're expecting devastating hurricane force winds, life-threatening storm surge, damaging waves in portions of Jamaica and the Cayman Islands Wednesday into Wednesday night. Residents in these areas should be listening to their local officials and rush any preparations to completion.
He says mudslides and flooding from heavy rains are also a threat. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
On Wall Street, stocks closed higher today, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average gaining 162 points. The Nasdaq Composite Index rose 149 points, and the S&P 500 added 33. U.S. futures are lower in after-hours trading. I'm Shay Stevens. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the estate of Jane Gross, whose bequest supports NPR's commitment to creating a more informed public by distributing programming that meets the highest standards of public service and journalism. This is NPR.
Thank you.
pianist Tardo Hammer on KPR with I Didn't Know What Time It Was, opening this hour of Jazz in the Night. The brand new album from Tardo Hammer called Right Now, Lee Hudson, the bassist, and Steve Williams, the drummer. I'm Bob McWilliams. Thanks for being here with me. In about 10 minutes, a little less than that, we're going to hear some powerful piano from Joanne Brekeen and a great trio from 1979. That one will be out of the vinyl vault. And up next, the new album by the Ben Patterson Jazz Orchestra. It's called Groom Junkies. And Ben Patterson wrote and arranged this one, and he calls it The Way of the Groove here on KPR's Jazz in the Night. The music of composer, arranger, and trombone soloist there too, Ben Patterson, here on KPR. The tune, The Way of the Groove, the new album called Groove Junkies, the Ben Patterson Jazz Orchestra. And along with Ben, the soloists were Alec Aldred on trumpet and Sean Purcell as the guitarist. We're going to hear Benny Golson, the tenor saxophonist, in a ballad mood with Mad About the Boy. We'll do that in about 8 or 9 minutes here on KPR. Up next, out of the vinyl vault, pianist Joanne Burkeen. Support for Jazz in the Night on Kansas Public Radio comes from Green 80 Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Green 80 Lounge, located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com. Well, we're going to turn to a 1979 LP from the vinyl vault called Keyed In, from pianist Joanne Burkeen, with Eddie Gomez on bass and Jack DeJohnette on drums. Some powerful playing from that threesome right now on the piece by Joanne called El Mayores Go, here on KPR's Jazz in the Night. Thank you. pianist Joanne Brekeen with bassist Eddie Gomez and drummer Jack DeJohnette here on Kansas Public Radio. Her piece, El Mayorazgo, is from a 1979 LP out of the vinyl vault called Keyed In. Joanne Brekeen on KPR. In about a quarter of an hour, we'll have Ernestine Anderson, a very soulful singer indeed, singing all blues from an album live at Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola in New York City back about 15 years ago. And up next, we'll have tenor saxophonist Benny Golson. We're here and we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Well, Saturday morning on Bullseye, Jesse Thorne chats with Caitlin Olson of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia and Hacks, plus country singer Tanya Tucker tells us about the time she met the king. That's Elvis, of course. That's on Bullseye with Jesse Thorne, Saturday morning at 11, right after Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on all Kansas Public Radio KPR 1 stations. Here's tenor saxophonist Benny Golson in a ballad vein with the Noel Coward song Mad About the Boy here on KPR. Thank you. Tenor saxophonist Benny Golson on KPR playing Mad About the Boy from a 1962 album called Free that had Tommy Flanagan on piano with Ron Carter on bass and Art Taylor on drums. In about 15 minutes, trombonist Nick Finzer from his really impressive new album paying tribute to the great trombonist J.J. Johnson. And we've got music from drummer Alex Counts up next. Support for Jazz in the Night on KPR comes from Tom Harper with Stevens Real Estate, specializing in helping people buy and sell unique and older homes in Lawrence. More information at tom-harper.com or on Instagram at Lawrence Water. Drummer Alex Couch grew up in Brazil, steeped in Brazilian music, eventually came to the U.S. and got deeply into North American jazz. And he brings those together on his new album called Where We Begin. And this is a tune written by the drummer Alex Couch. It's called Within. Here on KPR. the music of drummer Alex Kautz, that's K-A-U-T-Z, here on KPR, a new album called Where We Begin. His composition Within had saxophonist John Ellis, guitarist Chica Pinheiro, keyboards by Eliel Alves, and bassist Joe Martin, a nice blend of Brazilian and North American jazz from Alex Kautz on KPR, with trombonist Nick Finzer in a J.J. Johnson penned blues coming up in a bit. Speaking of blues, up next, Ernestine Anderson singing All Blues. Support for Jazz in the Night on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Topeka and Shawnee County Public Library Summer Reading Challenge in June and July, with challenges and prizes for kids, teens, and adults. Details at tscpl.org/summer. Ernestine Anderson and the album is called Nightlife, live at Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola. Recordings made between 2008 and 2010 and her performances there, including this version of All Blues on KPR.
I ain't in no hurry. The sea, the sky, the you and I see the sky, the you and I all blues, all shades, all views. All blues, all blues. Some blues are black. Yes, some blues are sad. Dark, bright, glad. But they're just blues. All shades, all hues. Oh, blues, all blues, all blues, all blues. Even in a rainbow, well, sunny day that's fair, blues can be found there. Found anywhere, all shades, all hues. We'll be right back. sad. Some blues are glad. Dark, bright, glad. But they're just blues. Shades are used. Da 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 da. Go, 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 go. Even in a rainbow. Well, sunny day that's fair. Blues can be found there. Anywhere. All shades, all blues. I'm blues, I'm blues, I'm blues, I'm blues. I'm blues, yeah, yeah, yeah. Talking, talking, I'm talking about the blues. Shades or hues. All shades, all hues.
Ernestine Anderson singing All Blues here on Kansas Public Radio from her album called Nightlife, recordings made live at Disney's Club Coca-Cola between 2008 and 2010, with the wonderful Houston Person playing tenor saxophone. Lafayette Harris Jr., the pianist Lonnie Plaxico, bass, Willie Jones III on drums, singer Ernestine Anderson, and we'll stay in a blues vein with trombonist Nick Finzer up next, playing a J.J. Johnson tune called Fat Back. Support for Jazz in the Night on Kansas Public Radio comes from Kansas City PBS, unlocking and streaming more KC PBS programming with the PBS video app and Passport Video Library. More information at kansascitypbs.org/passport. Nick Finzer, in honor of J.J. Johnson's 100th birthday, and J.J. Johnson, most significant trombonist, I believe, in jazz history, who set the standard for jazz trombone as being the first who could play bebop and did so brilliantly, starting in the mid to late 40s and influenced generations of trombonists. Well, legacy, this new album, celebrating J.J. Johnson from trombonist Nick Finzer, and this is a tune by J.J. called Fat Back here on KPR.
Ha ha ha. My name is Tony Cabot, and I'm the managing editor for Standards and Practices at NPR. I try and lead the conversation on newsroom ethics. Are we representing all viewpoints in a given story? Are we being fair to the people and institutions we're reporting on? These are just some of the questions we deal with every day before every story goes on the air. And we do it for you. This is NPR.
I'm Bob McWilliams, and we're here, and we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3, KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. More jazz in the night right after the news, and support for news on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. Well, new album from a couple of wonderful jazz composers, first composer and pianist Amina Figueroa from her new album, Suite for Africa, and after that, composer Anthony Branker and his band Imagine from his new album, Songs My Mom Liked. Also on the way, the SF Jazz Ensemble playing the music of Joe Henderson. And later in the hour, a brand new one from the wonderful Brazilian singer and pianist Ileane Elias. Lots of jazz in the night up until midnight. I'm your host, Bob McWilliams. All Night Jazz after that with David Bassey, right here on Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says White House officials are not hiding any information about President Biden's mental or physical capabilities. At the daily press briefing, Jean-Pierre was asked whether Biden's lackluster debate performance last week was an episode or a condition. She says the president had a bad night.
As you all know, and many of you reached out during the debate, the president had a cold. He had a hoarse voice. You all heard it. That's why you reached out. But I will say this, and the president said this over the past couple of days, certainly right after the debate. He knows how to do the job. And he knows how to do the job, not because he says it, because his record proves it.
Jean-Pierre says Biden has a full schedule this week, including a meeting with congressional leaders, an interview, and weekend campaign stops in a couple of swing states. Her remarks came as a new CNN poll showed that most voters think Democrats would do better in November if Biden dropped out of the race. Former President Donald Trump will not be sentenced next week for his conviction of falsifying business records. As NPR's Jimena Bustillo reports, the New York judge in that case is pushing sentencing back to September at the earliest.
The former president's criminal sentencing has been delayed until September 18th, following a request from his legal team after the Supreme Court's decision on presidential immunity. The delay is a win for Trump, who is expected to be named the official GOP nominee for the 2024 presidential election later this month. Trump's legal team on July 1st requested a delay in his sentencing after the Supreme Court ruled that presidents, as well as former presidents, have broad immunity from prosecution for official acts in office. The next day, prosecutors for the Manhattan District Attorney said in a letter to New York Judge Juan Merchan that though they believe the arguments for a delay are without merit, they will not oppose the request. Jimena Bustillo, NPR News, New York.
Israel says it has provided electricity that's needed to run a desalination plant to increase the supply of badly needed drinking water in southern Gaza. But NPR's Greg Myrie reports that Gaza still faces desperate shortages of the most basic necessities.
Israel says the new power line is directly connected to a water desalination plant in the southern Gaza city of Khan Yunis. This will greatly increase the plant's output to more than 5 million gallons a day. This is according to the Israeli agency that handles civilian affairs in Gaza. However, most of the territory's water systems have been damaged or destroyed by the war, and the latest effort meets just a small fraction of the larger need. Health workers say they fear outbreaks of diseases like cholera during the scorching summer months due to a lack of clean water and sanitation systems that have broken down. Greg Myrie, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
U.S. futures are lower in after-hours trading on Wall Street. This is NPR News. A union representing city employees in Philadelphia is asking a judge to block a return-to-work order. Council 47 of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, or AFSCME, argues that the mandate violates its contract and will harm city workers. According to Mayor Sherelle Parker, only 20% of Philadelphia employees work from home on a full or part-time basis. She ordered all workers back in the office by July 15th. The hybrid work policy there was implemented by her predecessor. Federal health officials are taking steps to ensure that vaccines and tests are ready if bird flu starts spreading among humans. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the risk to the general public remains low, as NPR's Will Stone reports.
COVID vaccine maker Moderna is receiving about $176 million from the federal government to develop an mRNA-based influenza vaccine that could be deployed against bird flu. The federal government also has other vaccines, which are not mRNA-based, coming online later this month. Those could go to people at increased risk, like dairy farm workers. Dr. Nirav Shah with the CDC says the agency has not decided whether that's necessary.
We are always evaluating pros and cons, risks, benefits, upside and downside of any potential measure, including vaccination for farm workers.
Shaw says there are hundreds of thousands of bird flu tests available right now, and companies are looking to develop new tests in the event of a human outbreak. Will Stone, NPR News.
Hurricane Beryl is threatening to cause life-threatening wind and storm surge in Jamaica and the Cayman Islands through Wednesday. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include FJC, a foundation of donor-advised funds, working to maximize the impact of charitable giving and to create customized philanthropic solutions. Learn more at fjc.org.
Thank you.
Nina Figueroa's composition and arrangement called Dancing Clouds here on KPR. It's from her new album, Sweet for Africa, with Bart Plateau playing flute and Alice Pope Norris trumpet, Wayne Escoffrey on tenor sax, Yoshushi Nakamura, Rudy Royston bass and drums, and the pianist and writer of all the music, Nina Figueroa. I'm Bob McWilliams. Thanks for staying up with me tonight. In about 7 minutes, we'll go back a decade and hear the SF Jazz Collectives version of a great Joe Henderson tune called A Shade of Jade. And another composer and arranger with a new album up next. It's Anthony Branker and his band Imagine. Anthony does not play on his albums, but he does all the composing and arranging. And we're going to hear one he calls Land of Milk and Honey from Anthony Branker and Imagine on KPR. composer and arranger Anthony Branker's piece called Land of Milk and Honey here for you on KPR's Jazz in the Night. As always, Anthony's put together a great band. In this case, his band Imagine, Anthony Branker and Imagine. The album's called Songs My Mom Liked. And that terrific band has Philip Dysing playing trumpet and Donnie McCaslin on sax, Fabian Amazon piano, Rudy Royston drums, bassist Linda Mahan O there with the music of Anthony Branker. Well, the wonderful Brazilian artist, pianist, singer Eliane Elias has a new album out, and we'll be diving into that one in about 10 minutes here on Kansas Public Radio. But right now, it's the SF Jazz Collective, and this is from their 2-CD set called Live SF Jazz Center 2014, the music of Joe Henderson and original compositions. We're going to hear the pianist Edward Simon's version arrangement of Joe Henderson's A Shade of Jays. It's the SF Jazz Collective on KPR. The applause for the SF Jazz Collective on KPR, their pianist Ed Simon's arrangement of Joe Henderson's tune A Shade of Jade. At that time, the SF Jazz Collective had, along with Edward Simon piano, bassist Matt Penman, drummer Obed Calvert, vibraphonist Warren Wolf, trumpeter Abishi Cohen, trombonist Robin Eubanks, alto saxophonist Miguel Zignon, and tenor saxophonist David Sanchez. Over the years, always great bands put together the SF Jazz Collective on Kansas Public Radio, with saxophonist Seamus Blake live in Italy from about 15 years ago. That is on the way after we hear from Brazil, and the new one from singer and pianist Iliani Elias. We're here, and we are, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, 90.3 Chanute, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Well, Iliani Elias, I first saw when she was very young, I think about 19 or 20, playing with the band Steps Ahead with Mike Maneri and others. And she's grown into an artist that's not just a wonderful pianist, but also singer and even songwriter, in this case, some of the songs. Iliani Elias's new album is called Time and Again, and the one we are going to hear right now from her is called A Volta. It is Iliani Elias here on Kansas Public Radio.
Esperando a volta, volta que é redonda, volta que é senhora poderosa magistral. Faz voltar os ventos, traz os novos tempos, tornando os anseios, a saudade faz voar. Dona dos meus sonhos, faz um monte, semeia semente, sempre surpreendente. Voando nos ares, num cavalo paio, num braço
Music from Brazil from Eliane Elias on KPR. A Volta, the song written by Eliane, the singer and pianist with a new album called Time and Again. Eliane Elias on Kansas Public Radio. New album from organist Matthew Whitaker, doing a tune that was a Jimmy Smith signature tune back in the day, the Organ Grinder Swing. We'll hear Matthew Whitaker's version of that in about 12 minutes here on Jazz in the Night. Well, Saturday morning on KPR, it's Bullseye at 11 o'clock, and Jesse Thorne chats with Caitlin Olson of It's Sunny in Philadelphia and Hacks. And country singer Tanya Tucker has a story to tell about the time she met the king. That's Elvis, of course, Elvis Presley. And that's on Bullseye with Jesse Thorne, Saturday morning at 11 o'clock, right after Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on Kansas Public Radio. Let's go to a live recording made in Italy in 2007, saxophonist Seamus Blake's Quartet. It's a two-CD set with Dave Kokoski playing piano, Danton Bowler on bass, and Rodney Green on drums. And it's a piece that Duke Ellington wrote for the recording session he did with John Coltrane. It's called The Feeling of Jazz here on KPR. the applause in Italy in 2007 for the Seamus Blake Quartet here on Kansas Public Radio, the two CD set simply called Live in Italy. And that was a piece Duke Ellington wrote called The Feeling of Jazz, and Duke recorded that when there was the Duke Ellington and John Coltrane album in the early 60s. Here, Seamus Blake has Dave Kakoski playing piano, drummer Rodney Green, bassist Danton Bowler here on KPR's Jazz in the Night, where we're going to hear a new one from the singer and songwriter Joe Harrop and her new album that is coming up next. Excuse me, that's coming up in a few minutes here on Kansas Public Radio, because coming up next is Matthew Whitaker. As a prodigy on both piano and organ, Matthew's gotten a lot of attention in his young career, and his new album out is called On Their Shoulders, an organ tribute, and he's honoring the likes of Lonnie Smith and Joey DeFrancesco. In this case, he's honoring Jimmy Smith, the father, really, of Hammond B3 organ jazz, and a tune that Jimmy Smith did not write. It was an old number written by Will Hudson called The Organ Grinder Swing, and it was a Jimmy Smith signature tune, and here's Matthew Whitaker's version, Organ Grinder Swing, here on Kansas Public Radio. Thank you. organist Matthew Whitaker and a little bit of the voice of Kenny Vaughn on the Organ Grinder Swing here on KPR's Jazz in the Night. Matthew's new album is a tribute to his organ heroes, in that case a tribute to Jimmy Smith, who played that as a signature tune. Matthew Whitaker did it there with Marcos Robinson playing guitar, Johnny Steele on drums, David Snyder on trumpet, and a saxophone section too of Ian Munoz, Sergio Tabonico, and Billy McHaggie. Matthew Whitaker on Jazz in the Night, and we'll quiet things down a little bit as we move to midnight with a singer and songwriter, too, from England, Jo Harrop, and her new album, which she recorded in L.A., is called The Path of a Tear, and she wrote a good deal of the songs, a good number of the songs, including this one, which is called Too Close to the Sun. Jo Harrop here on Kansas Public Radio.
Thank you.
That's Joe Harrop and an original song by Joe with Paul Edith. It's called Too Close to the Sun. It's from her new album, The Path of a Tear, here on KPR. Anthony Wilson, the guitarist, Victor Indurizzo, drums and keyboards by Jim Cox. And by the way, the producer there is Larry Klein, one of the most noteworthy producers in music, with 4 Grammy Awards, 6 Grammy nominations. And Larry started off as a jazz bass player, working with the likes of, Freddie Hubbard, Carmen McRae, Joe Henderson, Bobby Hutcherson, Wayne Shorter. Transitioned into being a producer during his marriage in the early 80s to Joni Mitchell, and has produced albums by the likes of Sean Colvin, Madeline Peru, Walter Becker, Tracy Chapman, and others, and now Joe Harrop here on KPR's Jazz in the Night.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep with NPR News. Any good news organization should bring you points of view that you agree with and points of view that you don't, facts you approve, and facts that make you uncomfortable. Our job is to bring you the full picture in context so you can decide. This is NPR.
We're here and we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. I'm Bob McWilliam. Thanks for staying up with me. Stay up later. You can. It's All Night Jazz with David Bassey after the news. Support for Jazz with David Bassey on KPR comes from Tom Harper with Stevens Real Estate, specializing in helping people buy and sell unique and older homes in Lawrence. More information at tom-harper.com or on Instagram at Lawrence Modern. And First Presbyterian Church in Lawrence, with services online on YouTube and in person every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. for community building, worship, and music. Information at firstpreslawrence.org.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Former U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says it is fair to question President Biden's halting performance during last week's presidential debate. In an interview with MSNBC, Pelosi suggested that Biden demonstrate his mental and physical capabilities by agreeing to a series of interviews.
No holds barred, any questions fair, and just sit there and be Joe. Show your value, show your knowledge, show your judgment, show your empathy for the American people. And I think that would be a great thing for him.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says there are no plans to have Biden undergo cognitive screening. She says the president's doctor has dismissed the need for it and that White House officials are not hiding anything. The New York judge overseeing the criminal fraud case against Donald Trump is postponing sentencing until fall. The delay gives the former president time to appeal in wake of the Supreme Court's ruling that former presidents have broad immunity for acts committed in office. Trump was originally scheduled for sentencing next week for his conviction of falsifying business records. Federal Reserve Board Chairman Jerome Powell says the United States has made a lot of progress towards curbing inflation. But NPR's Scott Horsley reports that Powell warns that prices might not stabilize until late 2025.
Speaking in Portugal at a forum sponsored by the European Central Bank, Powell says he's encouraged to see price hikes cooling in recent months. He was reluctant to lay out a timetable, though, for when he and his colleagues might be ready to start lowering interest rates.
We want to be more confident, and frankly, because the U.S. economy is strong and the labor market is strong, we have the ability to take our time and get this right.
Fed officials are keeping a close eye on the labor market for any sign of softening, which might point to a need for more rapid rate cuts. The Labor Department is set to report Friday on job gains and the unemployment rate for June. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Hurricane Beryl is barreling along the southern coast of the Dominican Republic and Haiti. The Category 4 storm is expected to make landfall in Jamaica on Wednesday, as Nick Davis reports from Kingston.
Jamaica is hunkering down, bracing for the impact of Hurricane Beryl. Prime Minister Andrew Holness has warned islanders to prepare for the worst. Supermarkets were full of customers getting essentials, tinned food, water, soft drinks, batteries. Many residents were hammering plywood into window frames for protection. The capital, Kingston, has been in gridlock as people try to get everything in place before the storm arrives. The country will be under curfew from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. For NPR News, I'm Nick Davis in Kingston, Jamaica.
Wall Street stocks closed higher on Tuesday, with the Dow gaining 162 points, the Nasdaq rose 149 points, and the S&P 500 added 33. This is NPR News. Federal regulators are blocking a proposed merger between the world's largest mattress company and its chief rival. The Federal Trade Commission says Tempur-Sealy's planned $4 billion acquisition of mattress firm would stifle competition. The FTC cites documents alleging Tempur-Sealy would limit access to mattress firm's 2,300 stores across the U.S. and lead to higher prices. The agency says the merger would also force rival suppliers to shut down their factories in at least seven states. Award-winning screenwriter Robert Towne has died at the age of 89. He won an Oscar for his screenplay for the 1974 film Chinatown. More from NPR's Netta Ulaby.
Robert Towne created the characters and wrote their words. In Chinatown, Jack Nicholson played a hard-boiled detective trying to pin a crime on an uncooperative widow.
He fell. He hit his head. It was an accident. But his girl is a witness, so you had to shut her up. You don't have the guts to harm her, but you got the money to keep her mouth shut. Yes or no?
No!
Robert Towne cut his teeth in television, starting in the 1960s with shows like The Man from U.N.C.L.E. Much later, he wrote for Mad Men. Towne wrote blockbuster movies such as Shampoo and Mission Impossible, but he was also known as a script doctor. He helped punch up classic movies ranging from Bonnie and Clyde to The Godfather. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
U.S. futures are lower in after-hours trading on Wall Street. On Asia-Pacific market, shares are mixed, lower in Shanghai. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Angie, dedicated to helping homeowners find skilled pros to get their home projects done well. From everyday repairs to major remodels, reviews, pricing, and booking are at Angie.com or on the Angie app. This is NPR.
The Allisons, Mose Allison and Karen Allison, related? No, they're not like father and daughter. Brother and sister, anything like that. But they both play piano, and they both sing, and they both are in the world of jazz music. I'm David Bassey. Allison with an I, that would be Mose Allison. Allison with a Y, that would be Karen Allison. And here's Mose with a classic, You Are My Sunshine.
You are my sunshine. My only sunshine, you make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. The other night, dear, as I lay sleeping, I dreamt I held you by my side. Then I awoke. I was mistaken, so I hung my head and cried. My sunshine, my only sunshine, you make me happy when skies are gray. No words to tell you how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away.
Thank you.
There's a bright golden haze in the meadow. There's a bright golden haze in the meadow. And the corn is as high as an elephant's eye, and it looks like it's climbing clear up to the sky. Oh, the sounds of the earth are like music. Oh, the sounds of the earth are like music. And the breeze is so busy that it don't miss a tree. And an old weeping willow is a laughing at me. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. You know I've got a beautiful feeling that everything's going.
Tucci, and Kenny Barron covering the music of Oscar Hammerstein. Oh, What a Beautiful Morning, preceded by You Are My Sunshine from another Allison, Mose Allison on Blue Note Records, and cool music for cool folks. You know who you are. Mose Allison from the Mose Chronicles on Blue Note Records, and Karn from Motema Records, and Many a New Day for Oh, What a Beautiful Morning. Let's listen to another from Karn Allison. This features Danny Embry at the guitar, playing the blues, and Peter Washington is at the bass this time, an album called In Blue. One of the things that Karn has revealed over the years is how much she appreciates Bonnie Raitt and her style of music. And this one, In Blue, mostly blues. Love Me Like a Man. And Karn Allison on Concord Records from In Blue.
Well, these men that I've been seeing lately got their soul up on the shelf. You know they could never love me when they can't even love themselves. But I need someone to love me, someone to really understand. Who won't put himself above me, just loves me like a man. Well, I've never seen such losers, darling, even though I try to find a man who can take me home instead of taking me for not some fool to ask me why. I need somebody to love me. Darling, I know you can. Believe me when I tell you, you can love me like a man. Well, they all want me to rock them like my back ain't got no bone. I want a man to rock me like my backbone was his own. Darling, I know that you can. Believe me when I tell you, you can love me like a man. Like my backbone was his.